From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, April 7th. Coming up, we'll learn about proposed bills introduced this year in Congress that seek to restrict what SNAP recipients can buy. But first, these headlines. 1,000 people chanted "hands off" as they gathered in Champaign's Westside Park on Saturday. Demonstrators assailed Trump and billionaire Elon Musk's actions on government downsizing. Claudia Linhoff expressed concerns over the cutting of thousands of jobs and field offices in the Social Security Administration.
This is an active campaign of disinformation to try to get people to turn on the government programs that actually improve our lives and improve our nation. Don't be fooled. Resist!
The protest was peaceful. More than 1,200 hands-off demonstrations were planned in all 50 states on Saturday. The number of satellites orbiting Earth has nearly tripled in recent years. IPM student reporter Adrian Reitz spoke with local astronomers about the uptick in space traffic.
About 10,000 active satellites orbit the Earth now, and that means more interference with ground-based astronomical observations. Here's University of Illinois astronomy graduate student Liam Nolan.
Whenever you send up a satellite, you are sending a mirror into the sky. The sun is no longer visible over the horizon, but the light then is coming up at a satellite and then getting reflected back toward Earth.
Chaoya Wu, another grad student, says satellites essentially photobomb long exposure images of the night sky.
You can see a lot of stripes. You have to apply additional method to extract the stars that you are looking at.
But researchers also note that more satellites means better internet and cell service for people. So it's a tricky balance, and the debate is sure to continue. I'm Adrian Reitz, IPM News.
National Weather Service offices across the Midwest are eliminating or scaling back weather balloon launches. As Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford reports, a staffing crisis is behind the major shift.
Weather balloons collect atmospheric information to inform forecasting models. Now, the National Weather Service is ending balloon launches in Omaha, Nebraska and Rapid City, South Dakota, and reducing them in other offices across both states and Wisconsin and Michigan. Adam Houston, an atmospheric sciences professor at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says fewer balloon launches could be the tip of the iceberg.
Losing them is a problem. But I think in some ways, my biggest concern is what this portends for other types of observation.
Experts say a staffing shortage was already a problem before the Trump administration announced a federal hiring freeze in January. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Molly Ashford.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. A federal judge in Chicago is throwing out a lawsuit against the Illinois State Police over their use of license plate readers. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The lawsuit was filed last year by two Cook County residents. They argue that state police are collecting and storing information on drivers' whereabouts without their consent or with a proper warrant, and are therefore violating people's constitutional rights to privacy. The plate readers capture GPS coordinates, dates, times, and photos of vehicles. Attorney Riley Stevens is representing the residents.
We think tracking where everyone drives for months on end and storing that information just in case they don't like you one day is a big problem.
In a statement, the Illinois State Police says plate readers are effective tools in solving expressway shootings. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, we'll learn about proposed bills introduced this year in Congress that seek to restrict what SNAP recipients can buy. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 52 degrees and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with frost likely and a low of 26 degrees. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 47 degrees. Northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 34 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, cloudy with light rain and a high of 55 degrees. And a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, it's been just over 5 years since the COVID closures began. For many, 2020 is a year they'd rather forget. But the pandemic and its many disruptions are casting long shadows over American life. And the author Eric Kleinenberg says, we have failed to reckon with the aftermath. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Calls to eliminate junk food from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program are growing. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has called on states to ask for waivers to keep sugary or processed foods from being paid for with SNAP. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the federal food program, has refused such waivers in the past. But as Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, proposed bills introduced this year in Congress in 18 states seek to restrict what SNAP recipients can buy.
It's a busy lunchtime at this Oklahoma City grocery store as Richard Camo navigates through the fresh produce. He's the chief program officer at Hunger Free Oklahoma, which advocates for food access. Camo says SNAP recipients have a lot of latitude in what they buy.
So a SNAP shopper can shop pretty much anywhere in the grocery store as long as the food is not hot or pre-prepared and hot.
SNAP benefits also exclude items like vitamins and alcohol. But there's been a recent push to ban junk food as well. As Camo turns into the cereal aisle, he says placing junk food restrictions on SNAP is harder than it seems.
So there's really no common definition of healthy. And so what do you mean when you talk about healthy? If we ban any sugar-sweetened grain produce, we might be eliminating things like Honey Nut Cheerios, which we know have good impact on people's heart health.
He worries food restrictions will make buying enough food harder for SNAP recipients. Past efforts to limit junk food from SNAP have stalled. States that sought to exclude foods had to get a waiver from the USDA, which traditionally the department has refused to do. But the Trump administration is signaling interest in such exclusions. And lawmakers in states including Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri have introduced bills. Missouri Republican Representative Jamie Ray Gregg has unique insight into SNAP.
I'll be honest, at one time early on in my life, I had assistance with the SNAP program with me and my children, and it was a great program.
Gregg introduced a bill this year that would exclude candy and soft drinks from SNAP. He says he wants people to have access to nutritious foods. And Gregg says SNAP should be supplemental, providing just part of how recipients pay for food.
You can use your dollars for the junk foods and for the sugary snacks and the sugary treats and the sodas. But the dollars that we're putting up there is to make sure that you have the nutrition portion.
In a 2007 report, the USDA said that there is no evidence that SNAP participation contributes to a poor diet or obesity. Park Wild, a food policy professor at Tufts University, says federal surveys on food selection have shown any differences are minor.
They tend to find that SNAP participants, by and large, buy and consume food much like people at other income levels do. But when a difference is registered, it tends to be a modest difference rather than an overwhelming difference.
Many advocates say restrictions on SNAP will actually be harmful. Gina Platanino is with the Food and Research Action Center. She says SNAP serves the most needy individuals, with children and seniors making up the lion's share.
It's incredibly difficult to understand what people who are living in need have to go through to just have access to food and meet that most basic need.
There are tens of thousands of food and beverage products on the market, with more introduced every year. Platanino says trying to figure out which food recipients can and can't buy is a mammoth task.
It's so complex that it's just really difficult to think of, like, how are you really going to operationalize this? Who's going to make the list? Who's going to make the determination of, like, what constitutes as healthy or unhealthy?
She says the biggest barriers for getting fresh produce is price, according to the USDA's own studies. Back at the grocery store, Camo says SNAP restrictions will make it harder to buy enough food, especially in the face of inflation.
Families have to choose between paying a bill and buying groceries. If you add pressure in the grocery store, you're removing their ability to meet that need even further.
He says with lawmakers proposing budget cuts to SNAP, food restrictions could further weaken the safety net. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Adrian Breitz, Molly Ashford, Mawa Iqbal, and Anna Pope. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.